when we do these functions, like if we want to go to Heritage Days or we want to set up somewhere portable to do field day, everybody's asking about insurance for liability in case somebody would come and trip over a wire and get hurt. Technically, the club could be held liable. Bob's gonna start checking in to see what kind of insurance we can get and personal injury in case we're at a function and someone would get hurt. I know the borough wanted it. They usually want it for Heritage Days, but I got around that the first couple times, but they keep asking, where's the insurance? They just want to make sure if someone comes into your area, they trip over something, they get hurt, your insurance is there to cover. So we'll bring that back up once we find out kind of prices and kind of coverage we can afford. But I think we should have something as a club.
Yeah, that may be cheaper if we're a nonprofit. I don't know.
Well, that is still being worked on by
Jared.
Yeah, Jared.
Okay.
We're still trying to move that forward, but with the COVID and all this stuff, it kind of just come to a screeching halt.
It's pricey.
So
we carry $1 million, $2 million, which is the standard sort of commercial insurance, and we pay $351 a year in Washington. Down there where our club is centered, we use a Virginia address. For whatever reason, the same coverage, if we were to bill it to me as a club officer, if we had it in Pennsylvania, it's about twice as much. I don't know if that's because of underwriters' experience in Pennsylvania or some quirk in the law here that makes it easier to sue, but whatever it is, that's something to look at.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, we'll get some ideas. As long as we have something, I know they've never quoted you need X amount of dollars in insurance before you do it, like Heritage Days or anything. It's just we need something basic as far as I'm concerned. We'll see what we can afford, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Well,
give them a COI, a Certificate of Insurance.
Insurance, yeah, that's what they want.
The carrier will generate that. I generate 20 of them a year.
I haven't looked into getting that link up on the website yet for the donations, but that might help on the revenue side too if I get that. It makes it easier for people.
Yeah.
So that might kind of mesh together.